Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Purdy Insurance. Visit Purdy Insurance on Market Street in Sunbury or visit online at purdyinsurance.com. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Happy Monday, everybody. Great to be with you. Brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. And I'm in the Sunbury Motor Studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Great to be with everybody today. For some odd reason, several members of the Sunbury Broadcasting family are taking vacation tomorrow. Don't quite get it. I can't believe the number of people are going to be out tomorrow.
No, neither do I. This is news to me. It's turned into, you know, late afternoon, two-hour power lunch hour to mailing it in. I mean,
it's suddenly out of nowhere. I don't know what caused this mass exodus out of the broadcast facility of Champions tomorrow. In a related note, I'm in tomorrow. Well, another magic suit moment. By the way, Dan Baker today, Phillies. Bob Grove and the Penguins. Matt Leon in Philadelphia today. Big show.
Big week.
Big week. Tomorrow, Alan Bestwick and Tony Knopp. Wednesday, John Kruk. Not bad. And I will be in the studio with Sean tomorrow on my way to Scranton, where Ricky, Ronnie, and I are going to team up tomorrow night at a Penn State event. Ricky is Penn State's tight ends coach. Just to remind those as to what his job happens to be. Last night, another magic IndyCar moment, as only IndyCar can have. Scott Dixon, who's won this race before, he's run it one time, I want to say 2010 maybe, picked up his third pole in his history at Indianapolis as he went out and ran a fabulous time, 232 plus miles per hour, the fastest four laps turned in for qualifying in 21 years since Ari Leyendyke did it.
I'm surprised after that happened I did not get a text from the suit saying, did you see that?
I received no text at all.
Oh, neither did you. Wow.
From the suit this weekend, which to me was the first indication there may have been legal trouble. So when it's over with, Dixon and his wife, Emma, and Dario Franchitti, who's no longer racing, but a good friend of the Dixons and Chip Ganassi Racing, are going to go out and get food. And other drivers said, hey, could you bring some stuff back for us? And Tony Kanaan was going to go with them, and then something came up and Tony Kanaan couldn't go. They said, oh, don't worry, we'll bring back whatever. So they go to a drive-thru at a Taco Bell and are promptly robbed. They ended up taking credit cards, Emma's wallet, which had some cash in it, her identification, and so forth. They eventually arrested a 14- and a 15-year-old. Chip Ganassi from Chip Ganassi Racing had the line of the day. He says, well, I guess there goes the Taco Bell sponsorship.
So then this would have happened in broad daylight?
No, about 9:20 last night.
Okay, so after it was all done. Okay.
Yeah. And remember, they're on Eastern time. So, you know, they finish up and whatever other things they have, you know, press press obligations, car obligations, owner obligations, maybe even a sponsor obligation, whatever. We're going to go get some food. Well, great. Bring some back for us. Great. Then, of course, I come back with nothing. What happened? What'd you do, get robbed? Yes, we did.
Well, it's terrible that the whole thing happened, but to say that they're two, you know, ages 14 and 15 that pulled off this crime is just, you know, sad that that had to happen. Figuring, okay, oh yeah, let's go out and have some fun. Let's try and get someone's credit cards, and we'll, who knows what they were thinking about buying.
Who knows?
Lonzo Ball shoes or video games or who knows?
Well, these should be credit cards that have big limits on them, so they can probably buy at least two pair of Lonzo Ball shoes.
Right. Platinum cards.
The teenagers allegedly took credit cards, the wallet, and IDs. So they said the drivers are completely fine. They weren't harmed in this. No big deal. And they're fine. Evidently, it did not evidently take long to catch the two people allegedly involved. So there you go. That was one big story. Here's another one. Now, obviously, there's certain things. The Penguins went big. We'll talk to Bob Grove about that. They went 7-0. The Celtics stunned the Cavaliers last night. LeBron James did not play well. And that happens. Sometimes a guy doesn't play well. He's a human being. Not everybody can be like the suit and be 100% every day. So it made it, that's why the fans appreciated him so much on this show, Sean. Because, he was a 100%er all the way through.
We're working on that.
No comment from you?
This is me. See, I'm taking the high road. Not pleading the fifth. That's two different things.
Now somebody else is doing that right now.
I guess the big burning question is this just the wake-up call the Cavs need? Is this going to, it is kind of startling that after watching, I'm not going to say I watched Friday night's game. I flipped it on. I was checking social media. And score?
And it's I'm not sure Brad Stevens watched Saturday's game or Friday night's game when it was bad.
Yeah, it was at one point something like 72, 24, 25 or something. I had to turn it on just to see if it was true.
Yeah, it was awful.
It's just amazing that outside of the Washington-Boston games, there's just lots of these games are just...
They're bad.
Unwatchable. At the Western Conference series with Golden State going 4-0 and 4-0. And, of course, Cleveland in a few series, they've gone 4-0, 4-0. You just think, we just rewind. Just fast forward to June 1st and get the finals started. But, of course, they can't do that because NBA finals, it's a world. The world covers it. And the logistics just wouldn't work out. Let's just move the finals up. No, it doesn't work that way because you got TV and media the world. And so, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's right. The finals actually have a schedule. It's not as if they end early and then, so we'll just start earlier.
I guess just the absolute schedule. Diehard NBA fans. Why do I have to wait 7 or 9 more days for this to start?
Well, they're diehard fans, so they can wait.
Yeah.
All right, now listen to this one. Mobile betting could be allowed in the new Las Vegas stadium.
Ooh.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess it would be only a matter of time, right? But I'm surprised that a story like this would pop up this quickly.
Well, I'm glad it is because now you have to figure out a way to handle it. The Raiders, when they take the field, $1.9 billion stadium, which should be open in 2020. While the stadium lease includes language prohibiting gaming or gambling, the stadium authority and Nevada gaming officials say there is nothing in the lease blocking access to popular mobile sports betting apps. And those apps are legal in the state of Nevada. NFL spokesman Brian McCarthy told ESPN.com's David Purdom, in an email that the Raiders are required to abide by league rules on the matter. But McCarthy didn't exactly specify what that meant. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell said this spring that the league likely would not request that the Raiders be removed from the betting boards at Nevada sportsbooks. And Gaming Commission Chairman Tony Alamo told Purdom that the league has not approached him about any policy decisions regarding the stadium mobile betting issue. One option could be to disable the mobile sports betting app inside the stadium during games. Like, I can barely turn the laptop on. You can do that? Okay. The good news is that the NFL has time to figure it out. Wow. That is... there is a line there. And then the good ship Lollipop, known as the NFL, also has the Los Angeles issue to deal with. I mean, the Chargers, okay, now have to wait. Now, think about this. The Rams, of course, have to wait 3 years. They already, you know, they knew they were going to have to wait to go in. They've been playing at the Coliseum. But now the Chargers have to play in the StubHub Center for 3 years before they move into this thing. 3 years.
I wonder what Mr. Spanos would have thought about that. You know, prior to the move to Los Angeles, if that would have been thrown out there. Oh, what if? What if you have to wait one more year? Or still, would he wouldn't hesitate to go up the road and just pack everything and go?
I don't know.
I think just waiting year after year after year for a new stadium in San Diego, maybe you thought, what's one more year? Okay, we'll deal with it and get to the new digs when we get there in L.A. If they're that steadfast to move, whether 1 year's the difference or not.
Let's see who wrote this article. This is a really good piece, right? It's Jason LaConfora. All right. So Jason LaConfora got a hold of Joe Banner, former president of the Philadelphia Eagles. Now, we all know that Banner was the guy that was up front for the Eagles when they constructed the link in 2003. And Jason LaConfora writes, "Banner is anything but a shrinking violet, and I imagined what his reaction might have been had some construction manager called him 16 months after being granted NFL approval for a stadium with nothing but a huge hole still in the ground and informed him that they're going to be a year late." Banner said matter-of-factly, "I'd like to think I would have let it go at that point. But hypothetically, would have been an extra snowy winter in Philadelphia and he got the news. On a scale of 1 to 10, how freaked out would he be?" Banner said, quote, "Oh, I'd be freaking out. I'm definitely freaking out until I meet with the people like the construction manager and the architects to really get a handle on what's going on. I'd want to know right away, did somebody mislead me to the point where I put out 2019 and now it's already 2020? Are the architects way behind? Is the construction manager understaffing the project? I'm reading these guys, the Riot Act. And I may not even be looking at replacing my construction manager already, if that's the source of it. That's who you are hiring to really oversee everything. And they'd have to have some really serious questions to answer for me. And if they can't answer them, then I'd have to replace them now. The really shocking thing is that for this to happen now, it would be one thing where it came to this point 2 years and you lose a year. Even that shouldn't happen. But it can happen. When it happens now, and you haven't really done anything yet, that's troubling." Yeah, you think so. Meanwhile, one former NFL executive said that state-of-the-art stadiums this decade... He says, "Places like Cleveland, Minnesota, and Chicago with far more severe weather were built on time." How about that? 27,000-seat StubHub Center.
Cozy for football. The other kind of football.
I mean, now listen, when Tony's on tomorrow.
Oh, I can't wait.
I mean, the Chargers put out a press release. We're sold out. Really? You are. Yeah. Right. Okay. What kind of effort did it take on the staff to do that?
Plus, X number of tickets per game go to the away team. What is it, 1,000 or 3,000? They get a stipend or whatever?
Well, I think in a place that size, it's 195. We'll come back with more in a moment, brought to you by Purdy Insurance on News Radio 1070 WKOK. To have you with us on the show today. Dan Baker next half hour. Then we'll have Bob Grove on, talk about the Pittsburgh Penguins, and Matt Leon today on plenty going on in Philadelphia. Today's show brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. We're in the Sunbury Motors studio, Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Alan Bestwick joins us tomorrow. Tony Knopp tomorrow. John Kruk on Wednesday. A group of really big shoes. Next half hour, Dan Baker, the outstanding voice of Citizens Bank Park and the Palestra. Looking forward to talking with the great man himself next half hour. Sean getting his trivia questions ready for Friday.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
And today's show brought to you by our good friends at Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. And I'm in the Sunbury Motors Studio, Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors K routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Very pleased to bring in the great Dan Baker. There are not many people on the face of the earth that have been the public address announcer for the World Series, for NFC Championship games, and a long list of memorable games that people heard his voice in the background. He and Bob Shepard might be the two guys that are the preeminent ones in this business in the country, and it's very pleased to have him with us. Hi, Dan.
Hi, Steve. Thank you for that nice introduction.
Well, it's well-deserved, and you got the Colorado Rockies coming up tonight, so I don't want to take away too much from your preparation to do all this. But I want to start out with this. You put a lot of work into it because you understand it's all part of the event. So when do you arrive at the stadium? What are your priorities, for example, when you get there this evening with, you know, because you're there now, obviously, as you get ready for Colorado, which is their first time in the season?
Well, It's really pretty simple. Just being here, Steve, is a big thing. The preparation that I do, and as you know, for all of the, your prep work is much more extensive than mine for Penn State football and basketball. But for me, you know, the main thing is knowing how to pronounce everyone's name, and of course, I'm familiar with the home team right off the bat. This is the first time for us to see Colorado this year. But, you know, I see some of their games. There are highlights on SportsCenter or MLB, and I'm aware of, you know, a number of their players. But there's almost always a handful of guys, two, three, maybe a half a dozen, whose pronunciation I'm not 100% certain of. So, I will either ask the PR guy or ask one of the visiting radio or TV announcers, or in some cases, I'll go down to the field and ask either the manager, the coaches, or the player himself the correct way to say his name. And then I'll just, you know, make a phonetic notation, so that, you know, I'm, you know, good with that for the game. In addition to that, I think, Steve, I'm the only PA announcer in Major League Baseball who hosts the pregame entertainment on the field.
That's right.
Most of the guys, and there's a couple of gals, do it from, you know, their press box location. But we do a lot of sponsor things on the field before the game. It's part of the Phillies' ambitious marketing and promotions program. And we always have singers for the national anthem, and sometimes it's a band performing, and usually presentations of one sort or another. In recognizing our sponsors on the field as well, I will be given a script, Steve, that's printed out on 5x7 cards. I'll look at it up here in the press box in advance, but sometimes I have to wait till I get down to the field, and I'll be down on the field like 15 or 20 minutes before I actually start announcing. Tonight is a 7:05 game, and we have a modest pregame show tonight. We probably won't start until 6:45 or 6:50, but I'll get down to the field probably around 6:30. And if there are any names among those who are throwing out first balls or directing singers or a band director, I'll find out how to say those names,
right,
you know, from our entertainment staff. But I just feel, Steve, that a cardinal rule in public address announcing is knowing how to correctly pronounce everybody's name. And, you know, you can make no assumptions. And it, not that it's that difficult. Like some people say to me, boy, I don't know how you can figure out how to say everybody's name. It's not rocket science. I just ask the person how to say it. You know,
right.
I write it down phonetically. So
That's exactly right. So what do you do?
Yeah. So it's just a question of, you know, taking the appropriate steps to make sure you get the names right. And so that's what I mainly do. There can be a lot of traffic going to and from the games. So I make sure that I'm here plenty early. I don't want to, you know, if I try to time it, Steve, so that I got here maybe just a half an hour before the actual announcing began, that would cut into the pregame preparation time. And also, by running close to the game, I would hit a lot more traffic. And they're just comfortable, not just me, but all the essential game day personnel, you know, that are involved with the in-game presentation. They like us here 2 hours in advance of the start of the game, just to make sure we're here.
Exactly. Now, for you, now, in the end, it's all you. But is there a different style Dan Baker for football, a different style Dan Baker for basketball, a different style for the Phillies? Does each one mandate its own style as to how you feel it should be done?
Well, that's a very perceptive question, Steve, and you would know that as well as anyone. Yes, it is different. There's a whole different aura for football than baseball, or from basketball, or hockey. I've actually done all four. I think my favorite is baseball. I just like the pace of the game. I love that time of the year. For years and years, Steve, people would say, well, what do you enjoy the most, the Phillies or the Eagles? And I was always reluctant to ever say one or the other because I didn't want to hurt feelings. And my answer to people was always, I love them both, and I do love them both, and I still love them both.
Mm-hmm.
It's like choosing between my son and my daughter. I could not choose between them. You know, I love them both equally. And I love the Phillies and the Eagles equally. There's much more preparation for an Eagles game for me than for a Phillies game, because now you have two rosters to learn. Of course, once again, I'm familiar with the would be familiar with the home team. I have not, Steve, done the Eagles games for the Eagles for the last 3 years, since they decided to change directions, as they told me 3 years ago. But I announce every Eagles home game and away game at a gigantic sports bar in the stadium complex in South Philadelphia called Xfinity Live. It's nestled in between Lincoln Financial Field, Citizens Bank Park, and the Wells Fargo Center.
I think it's where the Spectrum used to be, right?
That's exactly right, Steve. And they have many large screen TVs inside of the bar, and they'll show the game on these TVs, including a great big 30-foot screen, which is like the largest on the East Coast outside of a stadium or an arena. And so I'll make a lot of my signature PA announcements, football PA announcements, over top of the television play-by-play in color. And the fan, they'll get 4,000 and 5,000 people for an Eagles home game.
That's right.
Because, you know, the Eagles sell out for every home game, 70,000. And but there's a phenomenon which I don't think is just unique to Philadelphia, but a lot of people who can't get tickets, and I think there's a waiting list of like 50,000 great Eagles season tickets over and above the 70,000. But wow. A lot of people will tailgate Steve in the parking lot, and they know they're not getting into the game. They don't have tickets, but they will listen to the game or watch the game at their cars and. You know, and cook out, and well, a lot of those people will come inside at Xfinity Live, and it's really something that's caught on here, and I can't speak for other cities, but I suspect that other cities are using that successful formula also.
I mentioned in the opening. Bob Shepard did this job until he was 99 with the Yankees, and he was with the Giants for many years. You've done this for many years as well. Public address announcing has changed over time. You have kept the same professional attitude all the way through. If you had to give advice to... Now, obviously, every club and then the organization has their own way they want to do things, Dan. I mean, we understand that, and I understand that part. But what advice would you give as to what actually is really important in the nuts and bolts of this job that maintains who you are throughout all this?
Well, I think maintaining who I am is probably the least important consideration. The most important consideration, Steve, I believe, and as I was instructed when I was first hired for the Phillies PA announcing position, I was hired in the fall of 1971 to start the baseball season beginning in April 1972 by Bill Giles, a promotional genius. And Bill is our chairman emeritus. He is still one of the owners of the team, one of the minority owners. And Bill said, remember, Dan, this is not about you. You're being hired to provide information quickly, concisely, accurately, you know, get in, get out. The players on the field are the stars of the show. You know, you're here to provide information. And right. That's the formula, Steve, that I've tried to follow. And even though it's a different style from baseball to football to basketball to hockey, I've tried to keep that in mind no matter which sport I'm announcing, that I'm here to provide a service. Now, as an example, some NBA announcers are very entertaining and very dramatic, much more so than me. but some of them inject so much enthusiasm that their voices are distorted to the point where sometimes you can't even understand them. And I think once you do that, you're doing a disservice to the fans because, you know, who was it? I didn't understand what he said. So, you know, I try not to be a yeller and a screamer. And that also helps to preserve your voice, by the way. I think that I can raise and lower my voice with the best of them, and I know when to emote, Steve, and when not to emote. You can't announce every game like it's the ninth inning of the seventh game of the World Series. You know, there are moments, you know, where you will try to heighten the drama and the enthusiasm, but never in an unintelligible way. I try to make sure, you know, that the fans can always understand what I'm saying. Even when I'm excited, like in a World Series game or an All-Star game or, you know, a postseason game, the games in which there is naturally more excitement. But I try never to get so caught up in that excitement that I'm screaming or shouting in a way that the fans cannot understand what I'm saying. And I would, Steve, if you'd permit me, to like to say about Bob Shepard. Early in my career, I went up to Yankee Stadium a couple of times to sit in with him and to observe him and to learn from the best. And as you pointed out, he continued announcing. As far as I know, Steve, there are only two announcers in Major League Baseball history who have announced for more years than I have. One was Bob Shepard, who announced for 57 years, from 1951 through 2007. And, of course, even after he retired, they used his introduction, his recorded introduction of Derek Jeter, until Derek Jeter retired. But 57 years he performed brilliantly for the Yankees. And the only other PA announcer that has announced for a half century or more was the late, great Pat Piper of the Chicago Cubs, who announced Cubs games at Wrigley Field when it opened in 1916, called Wigham Park, through 1974. So Pat Piper actually holds the longevity record for all Major League PA announcers, 59 years. Then comes Bob Shepard, 57 years. And if the Phillies will have me and my health holds out, I'm in pretty good health. I'm 70. But I think that I'm still going pretty strong, and I think I can go pretty strong for a while. I try to take good care of myself. So if I do four more years after this, this is my 46th year. And speaking of Bob Shepard, Steve, with the retirement of Bob Shepard following the 2007 season, I then took over as the longest active tenured PA announcer at that point. So that's a distinction that I've enjoyed for about a decade.
Well, between you and Pat Piper, that would be 102 consecutive seasons where one or the other was out there. That just think about it. It's amazing to think that. I really enjoyed this a lot. I really have such tremendous respect for your work, professionalism. Dan, it's always a pleasure to have you on the show.
Thank you very much, Steve. And may I say that you do such a great job as a play-by-play voice of Penn State football and Penn State basketball. And my wife, Kathy, is a proud Penn State graduate. Every once in a while, we get up for a game, and we have a lot of friends. And as a matter of fact, we saw one of Kathy's sorority sisters. We were in Pittsburgh this weekend with the Phillies. And we met one of her sorority sisters for lunch from Penn State. We love getting back there and wish you and the Nittany Lions the best of luck.
Well, when you get back up here, please stop by and say hi. I'd really be anxious to see you. Thanks so much, Dan.
Thank you, Steve.
Dan Baker, and he's working tonight. He's got the Phillies and the Colorado Rockies at Citizens Bank Park. He is a standard that a lot of people should take a long, hard listen to because he is a pro's pro. We will come back with more in a moment as we continue on News Radio 1070 WKOK, brought to you by Purdy Insurance.
Hi, this is Susan Purdy. For over 85 years, the Purdy Insurance Agency has been protecting families and businesses of the greater Susquehanna Valley and beyond. Our trained and knowledgeable staff has centuries of experience, so rest assured your needs will be evaluated and met by some of the industry's best representatives. No matter what your insurance needs are, call Purdy Insurance today at 286-5855, check us out online at purdyinsurance.com, or visit us on Facebook to see what we can do for you.
The phones are ringing off the hook at Sunbury Motors Hyundai, Hyundai. Because right now we're offering the best savings in Hyundai's 30-year history, like up to $6,750 in total savings on the 2017 Sonata. It's called the Better Than Ever Sales Event, and it features the biggest total savings ever offered on Sonata, Elantra, Tucson, and Santa Fe Sport. So there's never been a better time to buy than the Better Than Ever Sales Event. Every Hyundai is also backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. America's best warranty. So visit Sudbury Motors Hyundai, Hyundai now before the biggest savings in Hyundai's Hyundai. History are, well, history. Better is the reason to buy a Hyundai, Hyundai, and the Better Than Ever Sales Event is the reason to buy now. Sudbury Motors Hyundai is Hyundai. Your home for, well, better. Better prices, better vehicles, and a better buying experience. Sudbury Motors Hyundai, Hyundai. In the North 4th Street Auto Plaza in Sudbury and online at sudburyhyundai.com.
Hyundai!
Great to have you with us. The Penguins won yesterday 7-0. By the way, let's start with this. I want to thank Dan Baker, who gave us nearly a half hour of his time on a game day where the Phillies and Colorado Rockies will play tonight at Citizens Bank Park. Dan is the absolute pro's pro as a public address announcer. You're not going to find anybody better who understands that. I think the way he phrased it was the best way to phrase it. And we've talked about this in terms of play-by-play broadcasting before. People will ask me, what's the most important part? Is the most important part is that if you're driving along in a car, for example, can you picture the game? I mean, you're supposed to be that conduit between the game and the fan, and that the game, the coaches, and the players are the stars of the game. And Dan Baker, as he put it correctly, his job is to get out information, but the stars of the game are the managers, the players, and the game. And that he's part of the fabric of relating the information so people are better informed as they watch this unfold in front of them. And Dan's outstanding at it. And he may be 70, but he sounds like he's 40, and he's got a lot more games left in him. Next half hour, we'll talk about the Penguins, who took apart Ottawa last night, yesterday afternoon, 7-0. Now lead the series 3-2, heading back to Ottawa. We'll hear from Bob Grove next half hour. Final half hour, we're going to talk more about the Phillies, the Eagles, and the Sixers with Matt Leon from WIP in Philadelphia. From KYW in Philadelphia. We may never get him back. In the after show, the suit explains why he's never going to go to Taco Bell again. Because it's an IndyCar thing. All right. Great to have you with us. Brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. I'm in the studio tomorrow. For some reason, a lot of people are taking early lunch on Tuesday.
We are your home for the Philadelphia Phillies. News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury.